The Veteran Watchmakers Initiative and its Odessa Center for Horological Excellence are receiving a $30,000 grant from M&T Bank just as its first class of watchmakers gets ready to graduate. Former Coast Guard member Jim Gardner is one of five completing the program.
This has been a great opportunity for me. Fell in love with watchmaking, and I can't wait to get out in the field and take advantage of it.
The program's chairman, Samuel Cannon, says his soon-to-be graduates are already receiving job offers from watch companies, and he says there's a list of more than 400 veterans waiting to enroll in the next 20 classes.
We have people that are waiting to come here from as far away as Texas. I actually have one in a wheelchair who's legally blind that I can train as a watchmaker if I can get him here.
Cannon says his is one of four watchmaking schools in the country. He says the new grant will go towards moving a building to sit next to the former American Legion Post 25, where the school is located, and serve as a dormitory for 6 to 8 students. He says there are other plans for expanding classroom space as well. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.